Scientists invent new fossils. 7th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Rome, Paris, Beaumont, and outermost Mongolia. Scientists have reported a rash of newly created fossils, including those of a gigantic whale in Rome, a 245 million-year-old amphibian, ancient chimpanzees, Beaumont, Texas, and a pair of raptors in Mongolia to bolster their own and the public's belief in Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. Matthew Mark Luke, curator of the Christian Museum of Creation in Santee, California, told UNnews reporter Lotta Lies, quote, "The only thing scientists haven't invented yet is the proverbial kitchen's missing link," unquote. Italian researchers claim they found the 4-million-year-old, 33-foot-long whale skeleton in the Tuscan countryside. Elisabetta Cioppi said, quote, "The finding is spectacular, especially so far inland," unquote. Sculptors for the Museum of Natural History in Florence, however, admit they carved the skeleton from bones of several whales that died after beaching themselves on Italian beaches. They created the skeleton, they said, as an April Fool's Day prank by burying it in the countryside. Then one of them notified Cioppi and her colleagues of the skeleton's presence, allowing the paleontologist and her crew to discover the ancient remains. In Antarctica, the alleged discoverer of a 24-inch skull was carbon-dated, its discoverers claim, and found to be 245 million years old, which places it in the Triassic era, an imaginary prehistoric time period. British paleontologist Sir Reginald Balmy declared, quote, "It's likely that the little bugger lived alongside Fred Flintstone. This could have been one of the Dino the dinosaur's own puppies," unquote. Balmy and his peers have identified their discovery as a sort of such-and-such's, a 6'5" giant predatory salamander, which, according to Balmy, would have made a hell of a bloody good watchdog. The Plaster of Paris fossil has revolutionized Darwinian therapy, evolution, that is, Balmy insists. Quote, "The new specimen shows that conditions were mild enough in the late, early, or middle Triassic period to let a cold-blooded creature live near Pangaea's southern margin, or seasonally at least," unquote. The sculpture will repose in the State Museum for National History in Stuttgart, Germany, the Germans having been foolish enough to offer the highest bid for Balmy's scientific masterpiece. If it may be suggested that the sculpture of the whale was created as a prank and the fossil of sort of such and such as a creature for economic gain, the alleged remains of ancient primates and raptors were created, it seems, to safeguard the myth, or the theory, rather, of evolution, advanced in the 19th century by Charles Darwin, the last descendant of the Neanderthals. Their papier-mâché chimps supposedly show that, quote, "Beaumont, Texas is famous for more than big belt buckles, cowboy hats, and redneck humor. They show our town was home to numerous types of primates 42 million years ago, give or take a millennium or two, and that consequently we're all monkeys' uncles," unquote. A tenet of Darwin's so-called thinking, such as it was, is that modern human beings are descendants of apes. The discovery of the papier-mâché chimpanzees supports Darwin's conjectures along these lines, Mont said, adding that the town's mayor, Bubba Hayseed, plans to commission a local hillbilly to, quote, "cast a more durable set of chimp skeletons, perhaps out of cement rather than papier-mâché. I can't tell you how proud we are that way they decided to make Beaumont their home," said Mont, unquote. The chimpanzee skeletons, not only provide evidence in support of Darwin's views on the original human species, but are also, quote, "sure to be a tourist attraction and a boost to Beaumont's economy and its prestige," unquote. According to local paleontologist Bertha Big, the chimpanzee weighs 2 pounds and ate a diet of leaves and foliage, excreting green fecal matter the size of a hen's egg. Not to be outdone by the West, the Chinese have also created their own fossil, or a pair of them to be exact. The new raptor dinosaur species was found in a cave in outermost Mongolia, Dr. Cheng Chang Chung said, and they are made of jade with ruby eyes. The raptors are the size of wild turkeys, Chung said, and, quote, are the best sculpted, or preserved rather, of their kind, unquote. So closely resembling the avian-like lizard birds depicted as raptors in the fertile imagination of Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park that, according to Chung, quote, they could have been modeled on them, unquote. What can be learned from this amazing fraud? They were agile, fast, feathered, bipedal predators with a wingspan of 12 feet, blue eyes, probably blonde, painted their claws, had long beaks, which they also painted, and had an intelligence quotient between 140 and 160 on the standard Bidet scale, had high cheekbones, wore fur, and went by such westernized names as Doris, Angelina, and Betty, unquote, Chung said. According to the Mongoloid paleontologist, the dinosaur birds also bore the Toyota logo stamped in their left hip bone as a species identification number, or SIN, on their vertebrae for the species identification purposes. It is amazing, the scientist admitted, how the statues, support Darwin's views that the lizards evolved from birds. The raptors will be borne through the streets of Tibet during the annual 2007 annual parade of the phallus in October, if anyone cares for a closer look at these amazing jade fossils. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.